It is necessary for a Muslim to believe in the fundamentals of Islam, such as the oneness of God, by his or her own understanding. One cannot imitate a person in the fundamentals. For example, you must believe in God through your own wisdoms and proofs, and not because so-and-so said so. However, as for the branches of Islam such as prayer, fasting, Hajj, etc., during the occultation of the Holy Imam alayhi salam, one has several ways of acquiring the rulings of such principles. 1. He can either be a mujtahid jurist himself by studying and deducing from religious sources and evidences. This requires a long journey of excessive studying through seminaries. The Holy Quran says, "But why should not a party from every section of them go forth to become learned in the religion, and to warn their people when they return to them, that they may beware?" 2. The person can exercise a precautionary method, which may be explained in future lessons. 3. If you found it difficult to attend the long journey of becoming a mujtahid, you should follow one, i.e. do taqlid of a mujtahid, and act according to the verdicts of the mujtahid if he allows it. The Holy Quran says, "So then ask the people of remembrance if you do not have any knowledge." This mujtahid must have certain qualifications for you to follow. He must be male, where both men and women follow, reach the age of Islamic maturity. He must be just, i.e. a mujtahid with a known good character and piety, who performs all his obligatory acts and refrains from the prohibited ones. He must be alive. There are special conditions for this, which may be explained in future lessons. He must be Shia Ithna Ashari, have retentive memory and of legitimate birth. He also must be the most learned and the most capable of understanding the laws of Allah. How can we identify a mujtahid and the most learned? 1. We ourselves are certain that this person is a mujtahid and the most knowledgeable. But we should be learned and have enough religious knowledge and evidence ourselves for this. 2. Another way of identifying a mujtahid and the most learned is by the testimony of two just and knowledgeable experts. Sometimes it is difficult to distinguish who is the most learned, and that is why you see so many followers of different mujtahids. But such differences should not lead to disputes and disagreements within the community. How do you obtain the rulings issued by the mujtahid, i.e. marja? Number 1. You hear the ruling from the mujtahid himself. 2. You hear the ruling from two just people. Some say even one is sufficient. 3. You hear the ruling from a person or a reliable scholar whose statement you trust. 4. Reading the manual or book for Islamic rulings of the mujtahid, provided you are satisfied it is correct, or even by calling or sending an email to their office. Sometimes a marja may not reach a conclusion to give a verdict, so he may say obligatory precaution must be taken. In this instance, you may follow the precaution or follow another marja of the next most learned. For example, the marja may say, based on obligatory precaution, one must recite a complete second surah after Surah Al-Fatiha during prayers. So the follower must act according to the verdict by acting upon it, or refer to the next most learned marja for an answer. We all must learn the rules that we need in order to avoid unlawful acts, such as the rules of prayer, the rules of tahara, Hajj rules, marriage rules, business rules, and etc.